Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome back. Another player profile and projection. We only got like three more of these to go, so enjoy them while they last. Today we are doing Tyler Wade. Tyler Dean. Wade. Wade. Tyler Dean.
TDW.
He's 23 years old. He's from Murrieta Valley, California, which is Southern California. Drafted by the Yankees in 2013. Boys with Judge. If you go back on Twitter, like way back when they were young, Bucks, they were talking on Twitter all the time. So him and Judge, I think, are pretty close. What do you got on Tyler Wade, Jake?
That's kind of a cool thing. With a lot of the young Yankees coming up, a lot of them were boys in the minor leagues, which is, that's like your real friends. Like, no one's going to be tight with Giancarlo.
Yeah, no.
He's already got his crew. He's already got his day ones. Like, Wade, Gary...
Hey,
Maybe not Wade.
Did you know I had a momentary like hot take about Giancarlo being a distraction in the clubhouse and a bad fit for Judge? I'm over it, but I had a moment where I was like, "Fuck, I think Giancarlo's gonna ruin Judge."
Heavy Tyler Wade.
Yeah, I'm over it. So I didn't even want to talk about it on a main episode. So I'll just sneak it into Tyler Wade's player profile.
Nice. Just a quick blurb. We'll never think about it again.
Yeah, I'm over
Tyler
it.
Tyler Wade last year was the bad. He came up 2017, 22 years old. A guy that was hyped. Was he the first guy that was hyped up from our farm for a little bit? And it was weird hype. It was Ben Zobrist hype.
Yeah, definitely not the first guy. Because, I mean, you got Bird, Judge, Gary.
Right, but those guys weren't super hyped. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, it wasn't hype.
There was a lot of talk about Tyler Wade, even though he's not supposed to be a special player. He's supposed to be a unique player.
So what you're saying is it's weird. It's not hype, but the organization loves him, and it's clear that they love him. They talk about him like a star-studded son. And also all the beat writers that cover the minor leagues, Donnie Collins and all those guys, love Wade. Everyone that has watched him every day in the minor leagues. Last year, we constantly heard, like, everyone was like, well, how's Clint? How's Andujar? It's like, well, actually, Wade is the most MLB-ready guy on this team. Turned out maybe he wasn't because he was in over his head when he came up. But there wasn't anything bad said about Wade. He could steal. He's got speed, and he's versatile. Swiss Army man. And it's so tough for fans to put past the bad debut. But yeah. I mean, so many players have had bad debuts, and he's not getting a clean slate going into this spring training, and I think it's really unfair.
Yeah, and I believe Ken Singleton says it all the time. I think when Ken Singleton came up, he started 0-for-19 or something like that.
I think he says that about Hank Aaron.
Oh, really? I knew it was something like that.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Let's see, talking Ken Singleton, he at least went 0-for-9, but either way, Wade did not hit the ball last year. He ended up with a 155 batting average. He had a negative war, 30 games played. He had 58 at bats, only 9 hits, 19 strikeouts, which is pretty high. So he was a little overmatched at the plate, and then that turned into jitters, and that turns into you're in your own head. He's been killing it so far at spring training. Jimmy, you've been pretty adamant that you want Tyler Wade to win the second base job? Question mark.
No. So yeah, my point that I was trying to make on Twitter came across very poorly.
Good.
So I didn't. That's on me. I didn't explain it. People think I was trying to say Wade 100% should be on the roster. I was saying if you're this high on Andujar's first 2 weeks, you should also be high on Wade's, because a lot of people were telling me Andujar has to be at third, send Wade down to work on it in AAA. And I was like, those are contradicting statements.
Yes.
And then people were trying to say, well, Andujar's doing way better than Wade. And it's like, well, that's not how it works. Yes, of course he's doing way better than Wade, but Andujar was, when I was doing this, Andujar was hitting 400. That doesn't mean that Tyler Wade's 350 is unimpressive.
Well, he's hitting 444 now. So, but your point stands even more. If you're supporting Andujar, you're supporting Wade this spring training.
They're both in the same boat. They were highly touted minor leaguers who crushed minor league pitching. And they're both having really good springs. So all Wade's being judged on is those 30 games in the majors, his first 30 games in the majors. We're saying he doesn't even deserve a look now. Everything in his past and the spring training is out the window because of his first 30 games last year in the majors were bad. I think that's super unfair. I think if you're incredibly high on Andujar, you can't be then completely dismissive of Wade. That was the point I was making. That being said, I think he is going to be the starting second baseman out of camp. I'm not pining for it. I'm not saying like it has to be, but if I'm getting in Cashman's head right now, I do think he will be.
I think he will be, but I only think it's because we're facing a righty. Does that make sense? If
on opening day?
Yes.
Oh, but you mean he's going to break camp and you think him and Teller are going to split?
Yeah, for the first 15 games or whenever they bring up Glaber. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Okay. So what happens? Because we know that Glaber Torres is going to be the second baseman, at least for a chunk this year.
Yeah, I'm starting to maybe think, I thought Glaber would get called up as soon as his service time is figured out. But he's having a rusty spring, and it's really setting in that he's only played 50 games or 20-something games above A-ball. So I think maybe it's Wade's shot to – I think if Wade gets the starting job, sure, or Wade and Toe rotate it, and they're crushing it, I think they're going to wait it out until those guys aren't crushing it anymore, unless Glaber is absolutely destroying AAA.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to force Glaber up. Like, they're in no rush.
So I guess I gotta scope it out more. What's Tyler Wade's 2018, Jimbo?
I think he will eventually bump Toe out.
You think Toe's done? You gonna make me cry?
Yeah, I don't think he's done, but I mean if Tyler Wade proves his ability and brings to the majors what he was showing people in the minors, and he can play a lot of positions, and he brings the speed, which Toe doesn't offer us, and the contact, which Toe does, but if Wade brings us the more versatility than Torres, because they like Wade better in the outfields than Torres, he brings us the speed, which Torres doesn't offer us, and he's making contact the way Torres does. So if Wade's playing his game in the majors and he's not in over his head like last year, he offers more than little baby Toe. So I think if they're both doing the same thing and Drury's there and Andujar's there and someone needs to go, Wade and his cheap money and higher ceiling is going to beat out Toe.
Do you think for those same reasons they would send Wade to AAA to get him every day at bat still? Because he's still only going to be 23.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, you can talk me into any which way.
That's full. It's you and me, and even in the Yankees organization, it's full speculation right now.
Yeah,
because it is truly what Tyler Wade actually shows, because we know what Torres is for the most part.
But you have to agree that Torres is great at what he does. Well, you don't agree, but I think
he's limited. Wade, I agree, he's limited.
I'm really interested in Wade's speed.
Yes, I guess the thing there is Ellsbury proved he's pretty good. pinch runner bench. Bench Ellsbury is my guy, minus the contract.
Yes, but I'm saying if Wade's hitting and Toe's hitting, Wade plays more positions and Wade has more speed, so he would beat Toe out.
Yeah. Right? We're starting to trip a little bit. I think I agree with you. You're right. Wade would become more valuable than Lil Baby Toe. I could see, if all this plays out like we've depicted, I could still see Wade going down for a month, month and a half, something like that, to get the everyday at-bats. And then if there's no injuries or nothing really sorts itself out, then you say, all right, we're doing a Wade for Toe. If he's playing to what he can be, he makes the Yankees team as a whole better. So that's the goal.
Do you dislike Tyler Wade a little bit because of how attractive he is?
No, no. If you find him attractive, you find Ellsbury attractive. So
I do. I think he's a better looking version of Ellsbury.
I think he's that much better looking.
I'm scrolling through his Google images right now, and I think this is a weird conversation. A lot of people probably think we're losers and take our man card away. I think Wade's so attractive that I guarantee he's the least funny person in the world.
This is mostly sprung by everyone saying how much I look like Wade and Ellsbury, right?
Yeah, okay.
Because we both have eyebrows.
He's also jacked now.
You don't think Wade's funny?
No, I'm just judging on his attractiveness. I don't think he could have a sense of humor.
He can get by without it?
Yeah.
I think he's all right. He seems to, he's a SoCal boy. I think
he does Instagram lives of himself singing along to Mike Studd in his car. Now, just to be fair, if Clint Frazier was doing that, I'd fucking rip him apart.
Yes, he would tear him to shreds.
So I have to make fun of Wade for doing that. This song right here, and then it's just him rapping along with Mike Studd.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, dude, are you 23 and from Southern California and a really good looking athlete? Do you have zero personality?
Oh, we don't. Well, we'll see.
No, I like Wade.
We like Wade. What's the bad here, man? I mean, we saw it last year. If that happens again, I mean, red flags are up.
Wade's bad for this season is he goes to the minors and doesn't come back up and crushes it in the minors, and then we like trade him or something. His blow, and I'm saying that's not far-fetched. Like
Well, no. What if he comes out and he hits 155, 200 again? He's used goods. He's bad. He's done with the Yankees pretty much. He would probably be a tack on to another trade at some point, and they say hopefully we get something out of him. But which also, is tough at 23, right?
Well, I mean, Hicks was kind of like that. He had like three bad years with the Twins, and then we picked him up betting on talent. And someone else could bet on Wade and take him in a trade, and then he blossoms.
Yeah.
So it's possible. More so than his batting average, like if he goes 150, 200, if he looks as lost as he did last year. I mean, it's not only that the numbers were bad, it was he looked completely outmatched.
A lot of strikeouts early would be almost a kiss of death.
To my more point that Tyler Wade, fuck. I did not think this was going to turn into a Tyler Wade's kind of lame thing. Really attractive, from Southern California, posts videos of himself rapping along to Mike Studd, has a tattoo on his forearm that says confidence is key in cursive.
Yes.
That's a tough tattoo.
If he's World Series MVP this year, will you get that same tattoo?
Absolutely not. I'll put that shirt on a t-shirt with his face on it and we'll sell it.
Okay, that's fair.
Only if he's World Series MVP. Confidence is key.
We did Negative Town. This actually gets really funky because it mixes.
Hey, Jake, yours and mine, our podcast is doing decently well, and you and I have some of the least confidence out there.
Yeah, so, okay.
Take that, Tyler.
Take that, Tyler. We're short and ugly. Hey, what's... So this is going to go over a lot of things that we've talked about in this, and it's a mix of emotions. What's Tyler Wade's best 2018?
Wins the second base job, holds it down. The best thing Tyler Wade can do for himself is he delays Glaber coming up.
That's scary stuff, man.
Like, he's doing so well every day at second base that they're like, well, Glaber's 20. Let's let him keep developing.
Man, the conversations that would start in Yankee Nation. So could you see Tyler Wade playing 140 games, just straight winning it out of April, and then let it ride? Okay. Okay.
No, you crazy son of a bitch.
Okay, so that's where I'm wondering where's
you
the
absolute
line?
You absolute nut job.
You set me up. Oh, Tyler Wade's gonna win the job. Oh, you see him playing most of the season? No. Loser.
You said, what's Tyler Wade's best case scenario? I said he delays Glaber a little bit. You said he's gonna play the whole season.
If he delays Glaber, that means he's playing very good baseball.
Yes. But as soon as he has as soon as he has a bad week, Glaber's up, Wade goes to utility, and Adam Lind is gone.
This is going to get so gnarly with Andujar, Tereas, Glaber, and Wade this year. I think something I want to mention, I think you mentioned you got your Giancarlo thing that you've been a little scared to mention. One thing I want to mention is it's going to be very interesting. It's always fun looking back at old rosters and being like, oh, that guy was on the team, blah, blah, blah. There's a lot of Yankee prospects that could really have no career to long careers. I feel like when I watch Tyler Austin swing a bat, he looks like a major leaguer.
You're a big Tyler Austin fan. Hey, this is Tyler Wade's.
I know, but Tyler Wade is one of the guys that fits the mold that we could look back at this team and say, there was so much young talent around this organization. Or we can look back and laugh and be like, wow, Austin Wade, they were busts.
We really overhyped those guys.
Remember when everyone screamed about Andujar?
All right, that's it. That's it.
Am I the coach for Major League now?
Yeah.
Darn. Tyler Wade, be good. Be good and make us our best Yankee team by being a utility guy, speed guy, and decent contact, right?
And sorry, I was a little tough on you.
We want to be friends with you. We'll hang out with you in spring training. We'll all be cool. We'll listen to Mike Studd together.
Yeah, we'll be there in a week, Tyler. Just hang out. You'd like us.
Jimmy will put on like Black Keys or something to try to level it out, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, this is okay. I listen to this stuff, and we'll be like, he's never heard that before.
No, I never heard that, yeah. Okay, cool. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Rate, subscribe, review. Get excited about the season. Bye.
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 Go Yankees.
I think I'm high.
Ball in Play 2, presented by DraftKings, kicks off on May 5th. Head over to the Warehouse Games channel to catch Game 1. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.